¡Linda! Es la de 5 pesos todos los días, todos los días. Algo me dice que regresa la oferta más famosa, Pizza Hut. 4 deliciosas pizzas o pastas. Por solo 5 pesos cada una, al comprar la primera a precio.
How about more stations for people like Melody?
Democracy would sing to that melody, wouldn't it? So is it any wonder, given the figures I've just cited, why the depictions of minorities in our media are so often distorted, why their issues get such scant coverage, why their contributions to the good things happening in America are so seldom even mentioned? So let's be frank. Ownership matters more than that. Ownership rules. And unless and until we do something to increase minority ownership and minorities in top broadcast jobs, our communication sectors will continue to underserve the great promise of America. Now, I'm willing to look at new proposals. We're talking about leasing. I'm a huge supporter of low-power radio. We've got to do better there. But our objective... But here's what our objective has to be. I am talking about first class, front of the bus, full power ownership of full power stations. And that's not just Mike Kopp saying we'd be better off to get serious about minority ownership. When the court sent Chairman Powell's misguided ownership rules back to us in 2004, it took the commission severely to task for ignoring these issues. We can't make that same mistake again. Last month, we finally saw comment on dozens of serious proposals by our own diversity committee and others. We should not, we must not act on media ownership until we address and act upon these vital issues. To do anything short of that would be wanton disregard for every minority group in the land. I believe there are many broadcasters who want to serve the public interest, and some are doing good jobs, and I recognize and I applaud them. But I'm worried that in this era of huge consolidated media, with few broadcasting giants owning more and more outlets, it's harder for these folks to be captains of their own fate, because more and more they're captives to the unforgiving expectations of Wall Street and Madison Avenue. And in the process, local coverage has diminished, the news has been dumbed down, and diverse local and regional cultures have been subsumed to homogenized, nationalized programming fare. Too often, it doesn't reflect who we really are, and it doesn't give us the information and the understanding we need to sustain our civic dialogue and our democracy. The bargain that America made with commercial broadcasters, that they could use the airwaves and make a good living from that use, but in return they would be stewards of the public interest, that bargain has gotten wildly out of whack in too many places. And I'm here to find out if one of those places is Chicago. You know, the FCC used to hold broadcasters to their end of this bargain. We made them come in every 3 years to get their licenses renewed. And we had a list of guidelines, 12 or 14 in number, that we would look at and see if the broadcaster was meeting most of them, if their license was going to be re-upped. Were they going out and talking to their listeners and viewers about what kind of issues and programs should be on? Were they producing local news, using local talent, real news? Were they covering community sports, city councils, political campaigns? Were they teeing up important issues and offering a variety of viewpoints? No more. That's all gone. Done away with. Beginning with an FCC chairman in the 1980s who said, you know what? The television is really nothing but a toaster with pictures. And that's exactly how they proceeded to treat it. All the public interest obligations went away. You get your license now every 8 years. You send in a postcard, and by return mail, generally, we send it back. No questions asked. We don't even look usually at the public file we require stations to keep. So should we be surprised that things are so out of whack? And let's not just blame the broadcasters. Blame the FCC, too, for being asleep at the switch for many of the last 25 years. We need a system of license renewal that brings the bargain back to life, that enforces it by withholding licenses for those who aren't doing their job, and ensures that the airwaves that belong to you are actually serving you. And I say to you and I say to my colleagues, it should be the top priority of the FCC to put some life back into our public oversight responsibilities. Let's start with licensing, and let's start now. You know, these issues have been my top priority issue since I joined the commission about 6 years ago. A lot of people say, well, cops, why do you get so wound up about these issues? And I'll tell you why. I know that there are a lot of critically important issues facing your country and mine right now. Iraq, how do you find and keep a good job? How do you make sure our families have health insurance? How do we educate our kids? How do we create equal opportunity and justice for all? And for various members of this audience, one of those issues may trump all the other issues. But here's my message. Even if media consolidation is not your number one issue, it ought to be your second most important issue. And that's because all those other issues that you care about are increasingly funneled and filtered through big media, if they're lucky enough to get funneled at all. Now, if you're happy with how that important issue of yours is being dealt with, you don't need to listen to me anymore, but if you think that big issue might just benefit a little from more diversity, more local input, more coverage, more competition, you need to get involved. You need to get involved big time. You need to act like your future depends on it, because it does. Thank you for coming here and for sharing your thoughts with us. I'll quit while I'm here.